Good evening, everyone. I hope you put them babies to bed, because for the next 30 minutes, my goal is to relax your mind and body. Please take a moment to grab your drink or smoke of choice while we hear from our sponsors before we get started. Happy Monday evening to all of the vibers out there. This is your one and only Shay, spelled with a C and never an S, of course. And yeah, I missed you guys last week. I just wanted to first and foremost apologize. I'm deeply sorry. I could not record and put out an episode last week, but I got some good topics for tonight's episode. So just sit back and relax while we jump into it. So the first topic on my list today is including your mate. So I saw this on Facebook a couple times, and I also even saw it on Instagram before. And of course, there are some times when you need time alone, and there are times when you just want to be included within your man's life, or men want to be included within what they women are doing, or whatever. You want to just be included with whatever the person who you share a relationship with, or you feeling, you dating, you want to do what they doing. You just want to, you like Brandy, you want to be down. And there's totally nothing wrong with that. That should actually show the other person that you're interested in some of the things that they're interested in. You want to learn more about it, and you just want to feel included. With that, I will say, you don't have to be included with everything. There are times when people just need some quiet alone time, and they need to gather their thoughts, and they may not want to share the things that they like to do with you. And you have to be okay with that. Now, there is a time and a place, and I'm pretty sure we're all adults at this point, and we know when to just back off. And when to give that person their space. So I say that because this is around of the time of year when sports is back, and a lot of these men and women are enjoying the whole sports situation, and they're grateful that sports are back and they got something on TV to watch. If you know that you're not a sports person, but because you want to be around your boo, and they are, try to, you know, sit in on a episode or something. I don't even know what the fuck they call it. I'm not a sports person, as you can see. But I will watch sports with my bae if that's something that he want to do. And I'll entertain it and ask questions and try to, you know, support his team. If you know that your person or the person that you're dealing with has a favorite sports team, there's nothing wrong with going out there and buying a jersey, or, you know, just something to show them that you're putting forth effort into something that they're interested in, although you may not be. And if you are interested, even better, because you can learn about the sport, whether it be football or baseball or hockey or whatever it is. Or maybe it's not even something that's on TV. Maybe it's something physical. Maybe your person who you're with likes to go hiking. I don't know that too many people that like to hike, but maybe that's something that your spouse or mate or date is into, and you want to learn more about it. Skydiving, anything like that. Just anything that your person is into. Do not hesitate to want to learn more. You know, you may not want to go jump off a fucking mountain with them, but supporting them and something that they're interested in and learning more about it says a lot to them. I feel like that would make them feel like, yeah, this person, so-and-so really trying, they really feeling what I'm doing. I can't get her to be included, but I can definitely talk to her and she won't dismiss my whole idea or, you know, whatever. And fellas, same thing. Women like sports if you're not a sports person. And I know that y'all hate it, but women like to shop. And just act like you want to be there sometimes. You may not want to be there all the time, and I get that because I don't even want to fucking be at the malls or just out at the store shopping all the time. The guy who I talk to knows that that's not what I do. I online shop my ass off. But going to a store, even prior to the pandemic, I would not be in and out of nobody's store just because the people at the store don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And 9 times out of 10, they just as lost as you are. So while you trying to ask them for help to point you in a direction of wherever something is, they don't even know where the fuck it is. So I'd rather just online shop, and that's just the easier way. Amazon is my best friend, and we like bread and butter. So yeah, just find things, like make a list of things that maybe you're not into per se, but that somebody that you care about, that you want to be more inclusive with, does care about. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a sport, a TV show. It just is anything in their lives that you know you're not really feeling, or you know that you're not as deep into it as they are. You know, just take some time out and, you know, write down some things that they're interested in, and maybe y'all together can do something. Or maybe if you guys are two people who sit down all day and work and watch TV and you don't do a lot of stuff, period. Maybe you can make a list of things that you guys can start doing. There's nothing wrong with starting your New Year's resolution before the fucking New Year. That has always been my motto, and that will always forever be my motto. I don't understand why you have to wait until the beginning of the year to get in shape, especially for those people who continuously go on to say that my New Year's resolution is to lose weight. Like, why can't you start today? What's the difference in starting New Year's and today? Like, you may not even live to see the new year. So let's just quit putting off these little things that we want to do. Let's just start today. You know, live life as if it was the very last day, and you want to have no regrets. So I'll go ahead and go for a quick break. And when we come back, oh, before I go on break, let me make sure that you guys know I am on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is at my voice, my vibe. Feel free to drop me a voice message, which is in the link of this episode. If you have a story that you, or if you write stories, and you want to share them on this podcast, please feel free to DM me on Twitter, or you can you know, tag me in some story that you know, tag me in someone's story that you want me to have on the podcast episode. If you yourself are a new podcaster and you want to collaborate on any level, please let me know, and you can also send that information via my DMs on Twitter. So on that note, I will take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will go to topic number two, and we'll end the show there. Hold on. Welcome back to the second half of My Voice, My Vibe. And before ending the show, we will talk about the taboo topic of venting to others. Now, this has been a very strong topic since probably I started dating years ago. And is it something that's okay? Do you frown upon it? Or do you encourage it? So before I get to my thoughts on it, I would like you guys' opinion, whether venting to the opposite sex or venting to the same sex, venting to an ex, venting to a family member, whomever. What are your thoughts on venting your relationship to other people? And so I'll give you my thoughts, and I'm for it. I think that everyone should have an outlet of some sort. There's no reason that if you're going through something within your relationship, you shouldn't feel like that you can't discuss that first and foremost with the person who you're going through it with. But I can understand if you're mad at that person, or you just kind of taking a quick break for the moment because you're upset. and you just kind of want to seek the opinion of someone else. I totally get that, and I encourage that. Even if you want to vent to a therapist, I am a whole supporter in therapy. I think everyone should take it. I also think it should be covered at 100% under your medical insurance. But that's another topic for another day. But I highly encourage therapy. If that's something that you're interested in, please, please, please look that up. There are so many sources and so many therapy programs out there that are, and you could qualify for free therapy services. So definitely look into that because mental health is key. But if you can't for some reason afford therapy, and you just want to vent to like a friend just because you're upset at the moment and you need to get it out, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Where I think the problem starts coming in is when women or men say, "If I were you, I would." No, I don't think that their response should be, "If I were you, I would." Because you're not them. You're not going through that situation. And who knows, you may not even handle the situation in the manner in which you're telling them. So when people are venting, I think that first and foremost, you need to the person they're venting to, you need to understand that this person is they're emotional at this point. And they may not necessarily be looking for you to give an opinion. Maybe they just want to get it out. And if it's a situation where they are seeking your opinion, let them get it all out first before you cut them off, stop them in mid-sentence, and start adding your 2 cents in. Let them get it all out. Because sometimes that's all we need. We think we want someone's opinion when we really need to just get it out and hear it, and then we come up with our own solution. So first, let them get it out. The whole story. And if they are seeking your opinion, ask very educated questions. Don't just ask, "Oh girl, so he did." No. Don't be the instigator. Don't be Shaniqua. And no offense to anybody named Shaniqua, but just ask really educated questions. You should be the non-biased person in this conversation, whether you are his friend or her friend or whatever, maybe you're a friend to both parties. Especially if you're friends to both parties, try to ask questions that don't necessarily come across as you're siding with one over the other, because that plays a drastic role in it too. And two, also, if this person is venting to you, they're venting to you in confidence, so don't feel like you gotta go tell the next person what they said. It's not their business. They're venting to you because they need to get it out. Not for you to go and tell their boyfriend or their girlfriend what they said, or to go to tell a friend that doesn't even know neither one of them what happened. I feel like the people who I vent to when I need to vent are people that I can trust. I don't have to worry about them going around telling everybody my business or scrolling through Facebook and I see a random post about my situation that I just said to them. These have to be people that you trust. Don't just vent to any and everybody. Also, I know that sometimes in marriages, people feel like they're really close to their in-laws. Tread lightly when you are venting to someone who's friends with your spouse first before they were friends with you, or who are family members of your spouse's family before you guys hooked up or whatever like that. I just want to put that out there. I'm not saying that anybody is going to double cross somebody. I just want people to tread lightly when you are venting to someone who you have been to meet through your spouse and now you guys are friends. You never know. That could be an ugly situation and just very dramatic and emotional. So you want to just make sure that you're handling it with care. I do encourage people to journal because sometimes you don't always need to tell somebody. Or if you're in a situation where you don't think that you could tell somebody and it could just stay between you two, why not journal? Or why not podcast? Okay, you can journal, you can podcast. If you decide, you know, I don't want to do any one of them, you can have a recorded journal where you just download an app and you just record yourself talking. I have a journal. I try to write into it weekly. It doesn't always happen, but you know, I get around to it when I need to. And I think one of these days I need to just go type up some words in there. It's been a lot of stuff that's been going on in my life, and I think I need to, you know, track it down, write it down, get my thoughts out there. With that, I have gotten all my topics out. I am so happy that I recorded the episode this week. There is no way I was going to disappoint you guys 2 weeks in a row. So I pat myself lightly on the back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you have any topics that you want to discuss or you want to hear discussed, do not forget my Twitter at My Voice, My Vibe. And you can DM me and let me know of topics. If you are a poem writer, story writer, let me know. I want to work with you. A new podcaster, I want to work with you. Now, I know I've been saying this for a while that I want to perform stories on the podcast. I'm still working on it. I have not forgotten. There's one particular story that I do want to perform. It's probably one of my latest stories that I wrote, and I am working on it. So please, please, please be patient with me. And as soon as I get everything out and I find voice actors, I will be posting that information on Twitter to let you guys know that it's coming. So do not think I forgot. I have not forgotten. It's just a lot harder than what I perceived initially when I put the thought out there. So with that being said, I want you guys to enjoy your Monday evening. Hopefully I put some things out there in today's episode that gets the conversation going in your household or with your friend, loved one, or spouse. And we will see you back next Monday. Enjoy your evening and kiss the babies.